The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cut us for that thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them as fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when the thing tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, the husband's up.
Is brought to you by Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Monty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
But me not fear no guy no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Today is sure happy it's Thursday. Oh, thank God it's Thursday. How's everybody doing? This is Pearly filling in for Naughty with Talking Heads today. Naughty is under the weather. I really was going to rub it in so bad. But he said something he ate. See, that's when you don't eat home all the time. He going to eat somewhere where he wasn't supposed to eat. And he's got some food poisoning. So let's hope you feel better, Naughty. Drink lots of Gatorade, lots of water. Stay hydrated. You know, some dark tea, maybe some crackers. Yeah, listen to Dr. Thompson. But I hope you feel better, Naughty. Really do hope you feel better. Because you ain't getting much weight to lose as it is now. So you really don't need to have that too long. Hey, everybody, if you want to call in, 323-6232, 325-4316. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. If you want to text me, which is powered by BTC, it's 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And how is everybody? It isn't as hot as it was last week, but it's still hot. And my light bill's still high. When I open that up, and I say, oh God. My light bill has literally gone up over 100%. Maybe like 120%. Literally. Single bachelor man, light bill gone up 120-some%. But it is what it is. If you want to stay on, you got to pay it. Oh, BTC being a little lenient with some of us in this hot, hot summer. So what's in the papers this morning? And listen, something I saw here just got me. But let's quickly say in the papers before I take the call up. The headlines, chronic bias remains against women. UN reports 25% of the people feel it's fine for men to beat wives. Wilshkim says Bahamas will lead fight to advance women's rights. Tourism numbers are stronger than expected. Mitchell wants Freeport licenses not to be used. And Hurricane Lee forms. So let's get ready for Hurricane Lee. And in the business section, 5G 3 to 5 years away, says CBL Alive. King's College 50 million campus opens using AI to enhance learning. BTC explains recent family island outages. And the IDB launches programs to boost U.S. business investments in the region. Gas going down in SO and chill. Ruba still 606, Esso and Shell 598 from last week. Carla, what's happening?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, godly days, talking a voice along with you, Purdy.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm right here, Raymond Allen Ferguson.
Hey, my brother. How can I help you?
Man, first I want to say you just have some good show. I listen, but I don't call.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'm learning. I'm still a rookie. I'm going for the Rookie of the Year award.
Say it again?
I say I'm still a rookie. I'm going for the Rookie of the Year award.
Oh, you're doing wonderful. You're a professional. You're not a rookie. I listen to you, and I like listening to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you
very
much.
But what I want to say, right?
Yes, sir.
A couple of things. The government got to do something about make it much more easier to get people off of their property when they are squatting on property that are not theirs.
Okay.
You know? Uh-huh. You got to go through too much just to get a person off your property.
Too much bureaucracy.
And then if you do it your own way, you can get put in the cell. You're going to get locked up.
Yeah, locked right up, uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
And even like government don't know that those people doesn't have any papers for living on a property, no rental, nothing, no leasing, nothing.
Just don't give no specifics. Keep it very good and general.
Say it again?
Don't give me no specifics. Just keep it general, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something else I want to...
Yes, sir.
There's
a lot of stuff like eviction notices and stuff like that that needs to be revised in some way to make it fairer to both parties and more efficient for both parties.
Yeah, other thing is, I analyze where we are today and where we were 60 years ago, a little over 60 mm-hmm. years ago.
Okay.
In those days, the country was more cleaner, especially Nassau.
I had this conversation with somebody before, and I want you to take note. Back in the, when I was growing up, and I grew up, I born in 62, so I would know the 60s and the 70s. We ain't had no bunch of McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Domino's, Papa John's, Marco's. We ain't had a lot of fast food restaurants. And if you really look at what a lot of the garbage is out there, it's people just throwing the stuff on the ground.
Any place all over the street.
Yeah, we just, yeah.
And not only that, you pass through some corners, you could smell the toilet holes, man. They need to use carbolic like people used to use in time past. These people sick.
Yeah, we need to look more about taking pride in ourselves. There still is no reason why we should have outside toilets anymore. There's no reason why we should have that in 2020.
But if you have it, at least
maintain it.
Use carbolic.
Yeah. I know.
You know, this country are very much indecent nowadays.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. No problem. Right. Let's see what this texter got to say. Hey, Pearly Boy, you is a lifesaver and a good filler inner. No, I'm a good relief pitcher, okay? Yeah, they call to the bullpen and come a good relief pitcher in terms of talking with Naughty. Get well, Naughty. You good Yankee, but then Cowboys. Nah. Great show as usual. We had Dirty's, Keats, and Johnson's Takeaway. That's right. And Dirty's on the corner of Nassau Street. And then you go to Keats 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Yep. Johnson's is late comers. Johnson's is kind of late. But I say kind of late for us. We got another call on the line, producer. But I guess not. I saw this thing say 5G 3 to 5 years away, says CBL Alive. You remember when COVID first started, everybody's blaming, say we got all these 5G coming in and that's what causing this and all that. And it was like conspiracy theory to the end. Now we're fine. Because the world going 5G. Oh boy. Okay. This right here that has me concerned. Calling you on the air.
Hey, Pearly, how you doing, man?
Thank God for life. What's happening?
All the time, and thank God for Jesus.
Amen. But, you know, my new saying at my age now is also say thank God for pain, because I know if I feel in the pain, I'm still alive.
Right, my brother.
I got you.
you just got to keep moving.
Yeah, there are all these little former sports injuries coming back to haunt you.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. So what's up? Talk to me. Uh-huh.
I heard you guys were talking about outside toilets and stuff. Let me tell you what my concern has been for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
You know, you talk about over the hill and in, like, for instance, Baintown, Grantstown, Angleston, so on and so forth. All these areas that do not have running water into these homes.
Yes.
But yet you got the government pump on the outside. Do you realize that taxpayer has to pay for that water that the other people are using?
And they also pay people who have contracts to keep supposedly quote unquote keep them clean.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with that part of it is by now there should be some comprehensive plan to bring running water into many of those homes in those areas. Yep, I understand that it's going to take a lot of infrastructure to do it, mm-hmm. but we have to do it. Why?
I agree with you. I had the opportunity a few years ago to work with the Over the Hill Community Development Partnership.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that I was working along with Sen and Mr. Curry was an effort to put bathrooms in as many homes in that designated Over the Hill community.
Right.
And I remember meeting with the then Prime Minister and making suggestion that a lot of people have problems because they don't have a water bill today. But the minute you put a bathroom there, they will have a water bill. So exactly. I even put a suggestion in terms of subsidizing people's water bill for a while until they can get adjusted to what it's all about. And we were able to do some things. We did got the government to do better piping to Quaco Street,
right,
and some other areas in Bayonetown. And it was something that I felt, it wasn't a political thing to me. It was something I felt passionate about because I don't think that we should still have outside toilets in the Bahamas. So I was passionate about it. But one of some of the amazing things that I would hear from people, no, I don't want none because my rent can go up. A lot of people didn't want it for financial reasons because they didn't think they could afford it. But it is something dear to my heart that I would love to see happen, that we get the elimination of outside toilets and put bathrooms in all homes of this country. That's something I would love to see.
I totally agree with you. And let's look at the most recent times where even that is a concern. We just had a pandemic in this country.
Yes.
Okay? And what was the number one thing that the government was so concerned that was available in every household? Water. So if the water is not available in a house pandemic or epidemic running up and down, what do you think is going to happen either to the household or the household in that particular area where no water is available? All these things are all connected.
Yes, it is. And it's a very big concern.
The thing that I'm knocking the most, though, is that the taxpayer, and thank God that water and sewage, is a quarterly bill.
Yes.
And not a monthly bill like a BPL bill.
Yes.
But at least you can manage that to a point. But
yes.
My thing is, what I'm saying is, even with the water, the wastage of water that I see coming from these pumps, you know, people just leave the pump running, water running down the street. That's taxpayers' money that's running down the street. And there is no sort of control on getting these people to do the right thing. And then on the backside, you got people actually pumping the water from these pumps and selling the water in 5-gallon jugs, and you're thinking that you're drinking purified water, but you're drinking water from the pump.
Yep.
I mean, all, again, at the taxpayers' expense.
Yep.
When is this nonsense with removing these pumps? When are we going to remove some
we
of these
can't
pumps?
We can't move. They're far less.
Get water into these homes.
There are far less pumps. I think there might be about 30-something pumps, and don't quote me on that number. I could be wrong. But there are far less pumps in 2023 than it was in 1973.
If we are going to be responsible as taxpayers in this country where everybody carry their fair share,
uh-huh,
and fair load, not saying that those who have is doing that, but the struggling taxpayers such as myself and you,
yes, sir,
who got to carry the burden, when is everybody going to share in this burden? It is totally ridiculous to have this service available and these people are just freely wasting the resource. That's the part that irks me the most.
I understand,
thanks,
sir.
For taking my
thanks
call,
for calling.
Sir.
Appreciate that. Let's look at these couple of texts that come in. Good day. Super tourism numbers are up, but the average Bahamian is not feeling it. When is our Minister of Tourism going to make a serious push to making sure Bahamians own their tourism product? Pearly, see, one of the reasons we are paying these highway robbery fees for electricity is because of what you just said. It is what it is, and if you want the light on, you will pay it. This is wrong, sir. We as the people must stop accepting this nonsense. We must demand that our government stop lying to us and stop mistreating the Bahamian people. The chicken are limited with feathers still in the chicken, boy, I tell you. Great show as usual with the 5G network. I think people will have to upgrade the cable in their homes to a Cat 7. Cat 7 wire ain't cheap. Great show as usual to me. Outside toilet is a personal decision. Let me explain. The people in these houses have latest iPhone, the best Remy Weave, and 7 cars in the yard. Pearly, I ain't dating no gal. I don't care. If you is a mango with an outside toilet, you could imagine you go by the gal and you get used to bucket. What y'all just come up with? Great show as usual. Tell Mr. Lang happy birthday. I hope to catch his age today. Happy birthday, Shiva. Oh, yes, I forgot. Happy birthday, Brother Lang. Yeah, give us that number. We need a little bit of luck at Island Games. But when I saw the headline this morning, and it said to me, chronic bias remains against women. UN reports 25% of people feel it's fine for men to beat what? Wilshim says Bahamas will lead the fight to advance women's rights. And I hope I do support him on that. But they saying, I won't get the numbers right now, because there's some numbers I saw here that was astonishing. Half the people in the world still believe that men make better leaders than women. 40% believe men make better executives. That making sense? But tell me if you all agree with this or not. Because I find that interesting. What's the next number? 25% of believe it is justified for men to beat their women? Well, how that make sense to anybody? I was downstairs talking to somebody, and I was telling them, I got into a fuss with my ex-wife in our bedroom. And I got flustered, and I said, you know what, I got to get out this house. And she sat on the floor in front of the door. And I'm like, please move. No, you move me. Please move. I said, no. She said, no, you move me. I said, you know I'm not going to lay my hands. She said, that's why I sit here, because I know you ain't going to ever hit me or lay your hands on me. That's the way I was raised. My daddy tell me a man who have to beat a woman is a coward. And I had that in my mind, and I grow up believing that. Gotta be some 25%. That's 25 people. Every 100 people think you could beat your wife. Do women believe that their husbands could beat them? You got men who they believe you're supposed to tap your wife up? No, man. That's your wife. A man should leave his mother and father and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one. So when you beating her, you beating yourself. A man should leave his mother and father and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one. But you want beat her? The fellow said, Pearly, you 12'9", you could kill them, you could hurt them when you hit her. Actually, my ex-wife was 5'10". But never, ever, ever should a man have to beat his wife. God, Mr. Producer, let's take this call. If I get too emotional, too fired up, call you on the air. What's happening?
Pearly.
Yes.
You take your pressure better. These people around the world, of course, your pressure to go up. See, I'm not too concerned with that number, because that ain't really the civilized world. In the civilized world, you would find it probably about 2 or 3% of people.
But even though, where is the civilized or the uncivilized world? That's just a woman. That's a female. That's a human being.
Yeah, but probably that comes to the real world.
No, I'm not saying it don't happen. I find it appalling, and I just don't support it.
See, it is. It's not right, but you still got one of the 2 or 3% of people in the world that take up a machine gun and shoot up a party or fight their woman.
So we
got to deal with it as we see it. But most of that 25%, which to me relatively is still a small number, comes from the Arab world. That's why they say all around the world. When you reach around them kind of place, then your number could shoot up.
I ain't sure about that. See, when you look at them, right? People don't take me wrong. Don't get me wrong. What I'm about to say? The women over there in their eyes are more disciplined. They got all the head for you. Only your eye can see all your head covered.
Yeah, but then
and they're very disciplined as women, so they're very obedient.
Yeah, they got that. But then when you think that number shoot up to 25%, you think that shoot up here in Nassau in America?
Yes, and in Canada and in South America, yes.
I know. I respect.
You know something? I wish I started to do something. I got tied up today. Started because I don't like have these things unless I could back up. And I didn't think somebody would come and say the Arab word like that, right? That I could back up my argument. But I can't believe it's concentrated in any one area. I don't think so.
No, but let's see. I take things, the data which you give me. You put the data out there that the survey said all around the world. And only for first place, my mind going on with that. It's them Arab countries. You're not what they believe about women. The better they beaten, they woman or not, they can tell you what they think about women. That's why I think the number is that high. You see? Americans too liberal for that, man.
No, dude, that's... okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you. Producer, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want people to tell me, y'all think men make better bosses? Be interesting to find out. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty on Guardian Radio, Talking Heads, 96.9 FM. We'll be back in a minute.
Calling all junior and senior high school students. You could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@playtoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Lattes and Indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced. The Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Spence, you gone. Island game, keep you in it. Percy Spence, you gone. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Spence, you gone. Island game, we got you. Percy Spence, you gone. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good.
Welcome back. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty on Talking Heads. Hope you feel better soon, Naughty. Can't lose much more weight. We did have a caller, but I guess the caller got a little impatient. I called you, you can call back. I didn't see you, and you came in right when the commercial started, so I had to let the commercial pay. Without them, we got no show. So, caller, you're on the air. How you doing?
Yeah, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Bremen calling back.
Yes, sir.
Let me say something.
Yes, sir.
There is no joy in making love to a painful woman.
A painful?
Yeah, a woman that are in pain.
I understand that.
Well,
be careful now. Be very guarded. Be very guarded. Go ahead.
Say it again?
Be very careful how you talk. We're on radio now.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you're going to talk about beating woman, right?
Uh-huh.
we're topping up your woman. You put her in pain, and when she in pain, come in.
You being sarcastic, or you really mean that?
You can't enjoy a woman if she in pain. If you beat up and she in pain.
Oh, you're saying if she in pain, you cannot enjoy it. There's no fair to her.
Say it again?
If she's in pain, it's a disservice to her. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, I understand.
And to yourself.
Okay, I understand now. I was getting a little concerned at this now. I understand. Yeah, I agree with you.
To yourself.
Yeah.
Because she in pain and, you know what I'm saying, you want to make love. That's crazy.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'd be a little nervous there for a second, Mr. Producer. I was like, what should I do? I started to look at you to ask you what to do. Do men make better bosses? Now, I let me start with Raul. I can be very, very honest. In my work experience, and when I say work, on the job, working projects, working events, working long, I've had both men and women as bosses. And to be very honest with you, I've had better relationships, better working relationships, more productivity, and generally enjoyed working with women better than I enjoy working with men as my bosses. Now, I believe I make a better boss than a woman or a man, but that's a different story for a different day. But my experience, Pearlie's experience, has been that when I've had a female for a boss, I got along with them a lot better. Maybe because I'm a charmer and I flirty and all that, I don't know. But I got along with them a lot better. We got stuff done. And I found that a lot of my female trusted the position I had and trusted me to get the job done. Whereas I think more of my male bosses probably felt threatened and were tougher. So it didn't work out as well. Not all. I had some really good male bosses. But I've had a better experience working with females. On the flip side, as being the boss, I've had better working relationships with males as my subordinates than females. Over the years, I learned that you have to deal with your female subordinates a little different than your males, because males come to work, boom, boom, boom. Females got to deal with children. They got to deal with different issues, female issues and all that stuff. So you have to know how to deal with it better. So that's been my experience. So I don't know if I can say men make better bosses. What is unfortunate is too many times women make sometimes 20 to 30% less than their same counterpart. As in government workers make less than their private sector workers, but that's understood. But a lot of men will make $10 and females will make $7. Is that right? Texas said, yes, men make better bosses. I am a woman. And that's your experience. That's your experience as a woman. And maybe and not knocking that's your, and I want people to give their opinion. But I said that I've had better experience in where I worked, when I worked in banking, even in the liquor business. And my other roles that I played that we didn't talk about on the show. I've had females that I've worked under, and I've had very good experiences. The experience wasn't good. So I think it may be the individual, but we always, and I think it goes back to the man as the head of the household, the man is the king, and in many instances, in many businesses, the men were the bosses. Now women are more educated, getting more educated. And remember I said something the other day, in the 70s and in the 80s, when they started, they call it night school, by C.C. Sweeting, by Aaron Bailey, and different places like that. And you would see the guys pulling up in their girlfriend's car, driving their girlfriend's car and dropping them, or the wife, mostly girlfriends, dropping the girls to school for night school, and you're getting out partying and hanging out. And then wonder why after the girl get a degree and get a better job, you all drift. I knew a young man was dating a young lady, and they both, in high school, coming to high school, she did well in school, but she went off to college, and he didn't. So he moved around from job to job, blah, 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 and she came back, and they drifted, he couldn't understand. And come to me, pearly man, why is she doing this? And I was trying to explain to him, she's had more experience now, she's gone off to the world, She's gone off to college. She spent 4 years. She's got a degree. She's making far more money than you now. So you drifted. You're not under. You're not. What do they say? You don't yoke. Or something like that. They say. That's. But should a woman, and if I'm the CEO of Guardian Radio, should I make the same money as the CEO of Guardian Radio, male, if I'm a female? Or if I'm the CEO of BPL, shouldn't I get the same salary he got? Tell me some of your experiences. Has it been good or has it been bad? You got a call on the line. Caller, talk to me.
Hey, what's up? Hey, good day. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, my brother. How are you?
Hey, good, good. Good question. I think you're a good moderator for the subject. I think you're giving an honest position. I do agree with you. I actually share some of the experience. I think I've had good men bosses. I've had some good female bosses. I've had definitely a bad experience of at least one female boss, but I would say it's probably balanced. I think women could move as well as men. I think women have more challenge with other women as bosses, not so much as men. I would say it's probably balanced from my experience.
Fair enough.
Now, I would say that this question of unequal pay, you know, I'm still trying to, and let's use the Bahamas, I'm still trying to find out where this inequity lies, because certainly not in the public service. Because you get paid based on whatever your qualifications are. And I would actually say that men are more disadvantaged in the public service than women are.
Okay.
Most of the leaders in the public service who are permanent secretaries are female.
Okay.
Most of the women in human resource, persons who head human resource, are female.
Okay.
Now, you could argue that, you know what, the men ain't going out and getting educated, and there's something there. But yeah, we do have a crisis with men. And additionally, listen, when women start to take over a certain area, this anecdotally now, and like in the case of teachers, so 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we had predominantly male teachers. Now we have a lot of female lead in the public school system, but when you look at it, you have to ask yourself, is it more successful now than it was? And I would say no.
Okay.
I would say that when the men were in charge, there was a, and this could be something for a debate, but I think when men were there predominantly, especially for these male students, then, you know, we were more successful in the school system. Men, you know, any male, I mean, if you have boys, I have boys.
I have two boys.
And I have
and
a boy who challenged my wife. And I'm the only authority you could kind of bring him a check.
Okay, how old is he?
Aiding him is the ability, if he feels that he has to, when it's a female, he just feel like I can rise to the top. I ain't really let a woman, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and that's been my experience, and I think a lot of people have that experience. I would put that in the conversation, and I would say that some women do some things much better than men. Men do some things much better than women. There's some hard jobs. I don't want to see a woman working in a drill in an oil field, lifting heavy stuff. You know, she just ain't designed for that.
You got some doing that, though.
Uh-huh.
You have some women doing that.
Yeah, but you ain't have them living at that level then. Because, no, what I'm saying, that's not typical. That may be one, that may be two, but that's not typical.
Okay.
All right, so, and women are more nurturer. I give women, they're more nurturing than me.
Okay.
You know, I give them that credit. So any profession where there's nurturing, I say, you know what, women do a far better job than men.
Thank you.
So I'm not saying, I just think that the inequality and inequity is different.
Okay.
And then lastly, I'll close on this one. Listen, when we say women and men should be equal, but if a woman, let's say a woman bears a child, may not have the same pay. She is out for 3 months. But I'm working those 3 months. Are we equal? Are we honestly equal?
Yeah, but you looking at it just strictly as working. You didn't go through the labor cost. You didn't go through having the baby. You didn't go through having to take care of baby. Yeah, but they're still, you still, women, the women physically are not able to be there like that.
No, we know she, no, I mean, pound for pound, we probably equal.
Yeah.
However, if she loses work, I'm just saying.
I hear your
we
point.
We can't say that she did the same thing as I did.
In terms of time on the job, but that don't mean the ability isn't there.
Yeah, but I would have contributed more to that. And if I have a profession, if I have a construction job, And they have women who are in their time with their producing babies. So I can hire the men or the women. Where I have a job that has deadlines to meet. You see what I say?
I see your point on that.
I say, so we have to be careful when we compare apples and oranges. Fair. We have rules and we have women that maybe do more better job at certain things than men would. Uh-huh. And vice versa. So we have to be careful when we use these measuring sticks. Thank you, brother.
Okay, my brother. Take care. That was deep. I didn't really know how to respond to that. Your next call on the air? Caller, you on the air?
Hey, Connie, good day.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm missing Naughty today.
He's not feeling too well, you know.
But
when he stay home and eat home, he'll be all right. When he go eat food all over the place, that's what you just get.
And the thing about it,
he didn't go to any of our sponsors. That's the difference. So talk to me. What's happening?
Listen, I've worked on the boat. And like you say, I've had good and bad experience. My experience with females is that I don't want to bring her in, but I would use her as an example, the Speaker of the House. Females in certain situations, especially when they have to deal with men, tend to bring their muttering type of personality versus boss's type of personality.
Okay.
You don't have to know. You have to be trained to know how to separate both of them.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
For me, I feel like the gentleman is saying this now, and he's still there working. I have had two bosses who was out on maternity leave and was still working,
yeah.
But they were working remotely from Zoom. They were still getting all their jobs done. They were meeting all their meetings. They were doing all the same things that the gentleman in the office was doing. However, they were doing it remotely because they were home. So if a woman is doing the exact same thing a man has to do, yes, she should get the same thing, but that's not the way it's done. I would be in, say, a fast food restaurant, flipping burgers. My pay scale is still different from the young man on the side, and he's doing the same thing for flipping burgers because he's a man.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it should be fair play across the board. But I do understand what the gentleman is saying. However, nowadays, you have most women that work remotely depending on the type of job that they have to do. I have a sister who is a skilled mason.
Okay.
She does the same thing men do.
Yeah, I might need to hire her soon.
Yeah.
I just want a person who can do the best work.
However, when time comes for her to ask men to work under her, like to bring her the cement or hand her the blocks when she's on the building, there's an attitude there under her because she's a woman and they're men.
Yeah.
But they don't have her skill.
So it's a
personality difference.
Yes.
Where the pay and how you work with others, I think that's the problem there, is the personality difference.
Okay. I hear your point. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Okay, the next caller, you're on the air. How you do?
A pleasant good afternoon, the great Purdy.
What's happening, Sparkalicious?
Right here.
72-year-old
you know,
Sparky.
When it comes to this topic, and I sit down, Purdy, like you say, you had many female friends and male friends.
Uh-huh.
Same here. Many female friends, many male friends. And when this topic comes up with my female friends, I always tell them, men were male physical beings. Women were made by the great God of the universe, the great positive power of the universe, as emotional beings. It doesn't take much to please a man, you know. Well, basically, a man knows his role is to get up, at least most what I call men,
uh-huh.
Get up, try to get a good education and a good religious upbringing taught to us by our parents back in the old days.
Uh-huh.
After that, when you graduate high school, if you're fortunate enough to go off to tour, further education, you come back. But basically, your role is to come back home, and my father told me, when you come out of school, don't worry about your friends looking for a car and motorbike. Get yourself a piece of property.
Okay.
When you, the first thing I did when I was working at Delta International, he walked me down to Royal Bank. Canadian was leaving when the government was changing, going to independence. A Canadian was leaving, had an acre property on Carmichael Road, Adelaide Road, right by Clement Maidard area on the south side.
Uh-huh.
An acre property was going for $3,000.
Wow.
My old man said, get that acre property. He said, this is what you do. No matter if you only make $150, $200 a week, pay down on that property. When you get that property, you walk back into the bank with that piece of property papers, you lose that collateral, and you ask for a car. Then when you get a car, by the time you get your first little girlfriend, you done got property, you done got car, then you can start taking out to the nightclubs and party, and then you figure it out, and you maybe want to get married and have your little family and everything. You're well on your way. By the time the first person I got engaged to was there, I done had foundation drawn, plans drawn to go up on my home because my mother left me and my sister a piece of property on Madera Street.
Okay.
I was well on the way. My friends were still without property, without car, but they, without property and thing, but they had car.
Okay.
And motorbike.
Okay.
But see, now, a woman, when a man say he can build a farm or this and that and the next, he can think about his family, a woman want pretty things. They want pretty couches and settees and bedrooms. Pretty lawn with crab grass and bougainvillea and hibiscus.
And white picket
fence. They like a pretty house and thing.
Okay.
A man said, don't worry about that. I want to build a farm. I could feed you. We could live there. We could do this. It's two different things. The body itself got man and woman different. Every month, the woman has something called a menstrual cycle. Her body automatically cleanses itself every month. The man don't have the same thing. The man has to do other things to get relief. God made us different for different reasons. He gave men muscles, natural muscles for different reasons.
I got you.
This is the power of God.
Amen.
But lately, if you know that, I know they might hate to hear me say this, women from time immemorial have been trying to change men to be more like them, not like them. If you look today, every little woman you see walking around here, picky head, the average, but she got hair down behind her knees, down nearly to her ankle. We all know it's false.
I know there's plenty of guys got the hair way down past the hip now.
We all know it's
that's
false.
The new style, that's the new styling.
Women, especially Bahamian women, anything they see women do, black women do in America, they copy that. They
but you know what I'm saying? If the hair could blow, you could go. You never hear that said?
Look, Sparrow said that the Caribbean women are the best copycats in the world.
Okay.
Okay? They got eyelashes nearly down to their nose. They put her on with crazy glue. They got contact lenses making their eyes from brown to blue. They got false hair, false eyelashes, false eyebrows, earring in every nose and the tongue and the ears. False fingernails, your whole body false. When God gave you a natural, beautiful body, men don't like to carry no woman home to their mother. Mommy, this is woman. The woman say, what you bring that thing in here for? Now you take home a nice, natural woman to mommy. Uh-huh. Mommy say, boy, let me, your girl could cook. I like her. I want her to be my daughter-in-law. I want her to be the mother of my grandchildren.
I got you.
But that woman, when you pick up the fish fry Friday night, who half naked with weave down to back her ankle and thing, they compete with one another. Men don't like that. And us men got to start saying, I don't like you like that. I like you natural. That's what I tell my friend. I like you natural. I don't like women with weave.
Okay.
I don't like no false eyelashes.
Okay.
I don't like no false eyebrow. I don't like no bunch of makeup. And most of all, if you're black and beautiful, I don't need you to bleach. Why you want to be white and God made you black?
Sparky, I read
God made you black.
Sparky, I agree
look
with you. Sparky,
you
I don't like the bleaching either. I don't like the. I
what,
like.
What does James Brown say?
I'm black and I'm
black
proud.
And I am proud.
I got you. Thanks, Norm. Thank you.
Let the women out there start being real. Bring it real back. Bring it back.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Sparky said he wants you natural. That's a topic for another day. With just a couple of texts. Ooh, I got a lot of texts. Let's see. Hey, Pearly, did you watch press conference today at OPM, Deputy PM, again promising smoke and mirrors for Freeport? Just talks again. When the hotel open up, when the hotel sold, I see the money, I can be happy. Hi, Pearly. I'm also a woman, and in my experience, I have preferred male bosses. Some women tend to be more threatened by subordinate women, and women can be so petty. I rather work along with men as well. I have had an experience with working along with petty women who create problems on the job. I'm on the job and no time for pettiness. That's a female. I'm a woman and I agree with your last male caller. Texter says, the gentleman who called it the same reason for unfairness, when he decides to carry a baby in the womb, then he'll be entitled for time off on doctor's orders. Point. Earl the Pearl, a.k.a. Pearly, this is oh, okay. Let's say that. Ooh, this is a long one.
This is the Mr. GNN is saying many of the call our folks are extreme, rough with women. Pearly, are you aware that one out of their young females are raped? Sometimes their own family kills them or have them killed. I've heard stories, to be honest. I've heard stories. Pearly, what girl Sparky pick up at 72? Tell him what. Watch out these women put on insurance quick. Leave Sparky, yeah? We're going to take a break and get into the news time. And when we come back, you know we'll be talking. Today is the first day of the football season. I'm excited. We'll see what happens. But when we get back, we'll talk some sports. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty, Talking Heads, Garden Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll see you soon.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweetened Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Wherever you are in the world, here is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year. Ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Your convenience is important, so no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We're back. Talking Heads with Naughty. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty. Sports time. Big time sports time. So what's happening in sports today? Let's get right to it. Right to the first thing we always look at. The very first thing we always look at when we talk sports. Oh, today in sports history. Brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Aren't you excited with me? You don't feel good with me that we can talk sports? You know what today is? I'm trying to be calm here. I'm trying to be really relaxed. I'm really trying to be really relaxed. But today is the start of the NFL season. Aren't you excited? Football time. Are you ready for some football? I'm excited. Oh, Lord, I'm excited. Let's get into today's in sports history. Today is Thursday. Thursday, the 7th. Isn't today's the 7th day of September? In 1986, A.H. Whiting won the first automobile race held on a racetrack. The race was held in Cranston, Rhode Island. In 1963, the National Professional Football Hall of Fame was dedicated in Canton, Ohio. In 1979, ESPN, the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, made its debut on cable TV, and I am a big ESPN fan. In 1986, the great Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins threw his 100th career touchdown pass in only his 44th NFL game, which set an NFL record. In 1998, Mark McGwire set a new Major League Baseball record for the most home runs hit in a single season. The previous record was 61, set in 1961. And quote of the day, if you set a goal for yourself and are able to achieve it, you have won your race. Your goal can be to come in first, to improve your performance, or just to finish the race. It's up to you. Dave Scott, a triathlete. It's up to you for real. If you get in a race, you come in to win it, to finish it, or to improve yourself. That's you know, and I've seen people be happy when they just improve themselves. We got a call. Let's take the caller first before we get into the local scene. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, brother. Life. Yes, man. Thank God for life, and thank God the football starts tonight.
Yes.
Kelsey or no Kelsey.
Yeah. I've been looking for you for over a week. You've been ducking.
No, man. I've been ducking. What I had to say, and I had nothing different to say. So
I had nothing different to say. A lot of people picking you not to lose the division, but not to win the game tonight.
Listen.
I mean, I like talking to you. Let me hear this level of confidence.
Let's be clear about this. Uh-huh. We're playing a team that did not make the playoffs last.
Sure.
With Jared Goff as a starting QB.
Okay.
With DeAndre Swift, their best player from last year, not on the team anymore.
But your two best players, I mean, taking exception to Holmes, your number two and three best players out.
I hear you, but let me ask you a question.
And your best on defense, right, and your second best on offense out.
Well, you know, we had a really great quarterback that we had to really put a pass rush on to disrupt the game. I would be sweating bullets for those. But you know what? You know who is playing tonight?
Patrick
Everybody
Mahomes.
Everybody in our secondary. And them boys are locked down, cornerbacks and safety. And they don't have nobody who can run the ball on them. We'll be fine.
You think
Nick
so?
Nick Bolton is still playing. He's playing a linebacker. We're going to be okay. I'm not worried about it. Like I said, if we're playing, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Josh Allen.
Or Tua.
No. Tua doesn't get tackled by defensive tackles or DE. You know who normally tackles Tua? Linebacker.
Yeah, or safety.
So I'm worried about that. Now, and let me ask you this. When it comes to offense, and you still got Andy Reid, you still got Mahomes, even if Kelsey don't play, you really taking any other offense, particularly the Detroit offense, over?
They missed the playoffs by the hair, they chinny chin chin last year.
Yes, and they played in a garbage division last year. Green Bay was trash.
Uh-huh.
Chicago was trash. The Vikings won that division by default, and they was garbage. Okay, so everybody likes them because instead of only winning two games last year, they actually won eight.
Yeah,
that's great. But guess what?
You don't see that improvement.
17 ain't good.
So what happened now? I mean, I know you sure. You ain't going to duck me tomorrow if you're Lewis, right? You still will call me and explain it to me, right?
You come to Twisted Line tonight. I'll be there in my jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. Right down. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I'm going to be right down.
All right.
Those that got my table reserved. Okay? So, here's the thing. Reed has had weeks to prepare for this run game. You know what his record is.
Let me ask you this question. The fella who left y'all to go to Washington to prove himself, you trying to tell me there's not a miss?
No. Listen to me. I will never discount the fact that Eric Bieniemy was a great part of that quarterback room that helped us to win.
I don't think you take a step back with him,
but what I'm saying to you is the first guy who said he should get the job was Reed.
I mean, you can say the right thing.
And everybody knows that Reed draws up the plays. Not just that. Bieniemy helps with crafting some of the stuff, but even Mahomes now is throwing up plays and doing it.
Okay.
It ain't like we lost him last week, you know.
Okay.
We lost him after the Super Bowl, and Mahomes has been back in that thing. They're good to go. And the guy who replaced him was the guy he replaced when that guy was so good with Mahomes, he got a job to go to coach Chicago. So it ain't like we bring in somebody brand new. The guy was the quarterback's coach last year, an assistant offensive coordinator, and now he's the offensive coordinator. Continuity.
Okay. Okay.
But once we got Big Red, and we got the MVP, we're going to be fine.
Well, I'm going to miss the first quarter because, you know, I got to watch the end of my Dodgers game.
Tell me, no, Purdy. I know with all of them, with them good grandchildren you got, somebody didn't buy you a TV with pitcher and pitcher.
Actually, I do have multi-screen.
Come on.
The other day, there's this app that IPTV that gives you like 1 million thousand channels, like 10,000, 12,000 channels. Right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I have the multi-screen. I could do, I could put on two devices, so I could do two screens. Yeah. So I basically will be doing that. I agree.
But if you really want to congratulate me and put,
my grandchild only six. My grandchild only six. My grandchild ain't old enough to do that yet.
No, but listen, we're gonna be good. I know the beauty of it. I get that we get to win tonight, right?
Uh huh.
I get to chill and relax. And then on Sunday, I get to talk smack to everybody.
You sure do. But if you lose, that could be a quiet Sunday for you.
Yeah, but come on, man. This is Mahomes. We don't do that if we lose thing.
No, I know.
Okay, let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
We at home.
Yeah.
We at home.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's a game that Reed and him had months to prepare for. Okay?
No, but they had months to prepare for. I agree. But they had a lot of their plans around a certain man named Kelsey. Now, Kelsey out.
Always.
So you have to adjust now. So you ain't had the months you had anymore. You only have days to adjust.
Mahomes will figure it out. We figured out in days how to get him to win an AFC championship on one leg.
And you also show him to win a bit of Tyreek. I understand.
Okay. So we can be fine.
Mind you, I don't think you lose. I don't think you're going to walk all over Detroit because of the...
No, we're not going to beat them by the 22.
Yeah.
22 and a half I predicted earlier. Of course, now that line's going to come out.
What is the line now?
I feel we walk out with a 6-point win.
So it's a 5, it's minus 5. Okay.
Yeah, I think we walk out with a 6-point win.
Okay. So I should take the over then. I should take Kansas City and the points.
You should. Okay. And let me give you a thing. One, I'm not a gambler. And two, I can say this to you. All right? If you do win, make sure you pay your tithe.
Yes. But let me ask you this. The over is 52 and a half. That's a lot.
I wouldn't take the over. I'll take Kansas City and the point.
Okay.
But not the over. I think the defense has been hearing all preseason, what y'all gonna do without Chris? What y'all gonna do without Chris? And we gonna have a surprise for them. I think the defense is going to play, especially the secondary.
Okay.
I think because Detroit can't run the ball. They can't run the ball.
Okay.
Okay.
We can see.
So I give them 17 points, and I think we scored these 23.
Okay, 20 to 30 points. Okay, I got you. Yeah. I mean, 40 yeah. points. 40. Yeah. Okay.
Or at most 20 to 27.
All right.
I don't think 52. I don't think 52 happened.
Okay.
All right? See. And they ain't prepared to come to Arrowhead. Like, you know, do you know how raucous that place is going to be?
I saw a story. They had the loudest games and stuff in Arrowhead, but that big fella's drum must be, the drum must be 10 feet in diameter.
Yes.
And the brothers be banging on that drum. But no, it'd be loud.
Glenn Garbutt's going to be hitting that tonight. Listen, having gone to Arrowhead for games, when they tell you, the only place in sports I've ever heard louder than Arrowhead, the only place, is Neyland Stadium, where the Tennessee Volunteers play.
We went
there one year as Georgia to play them. And I was sitting next to the Georgia band. And there was a thunderstorm, thunder cracking left and right. That's before dudes, when dudes was in punks.
Uh-huh.
So the thunder never should stop no game, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the band was playing, and they were so loud, I couldn't hear the band, and they were in the section next to me.
Wow.
Okay?
We'll see.
And Dead Valley and LSU Stadium.
Yeah.
But sitting in Arrowhead, when Arrowhead is loud, when they say it's loud, it changes your heartbeat, bro.
I know how that is.
Anyway, listen, Marty, I hope you feel better. Stop beating people, Barracuda. You know,
so. Thanks for calling. We talk tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Take it easy.
Take care. Good luck, Casey. Call you on there. You're impatient? You couldn't give him a minute? So, I just call him Mr. Casey. He is very, very confident that his Kansas City Chiefs can do all right. Let's take a quick look at the local scene. Where I put that? I just had that in front of me half a second ago. Jones, Liberty keeps rolling. They win their seventh straight game, trail the Las Vegas Aces by one ball. Stewart returns to Europe for pro volleyball. And Jazz, Marlins continue the torrid stretch. Oh, break my heart. I love Jazz. The only reason I ain't too vexed us losing because it's Jazz. Got another call on there, Mr. Producer. Call you on there. Talk to me. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to the phone.
I just want to say a pleasant good afternoon to the best team in Los Angeles.
You talking about the Dodgers?
No, sir, the Marlins.
First of all, you're not playing in L.A., you're playing in Miami.
But right now, they're still the best team in L.A. because they're tearing up your Dodgers.
And you're happy with that?
Well, they're your Dodgers.
They are my Dodgers.
Yes. So, but what I really called to say, Dolphins Chargers.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins are a 3 points favorite.
Yeah. Is it three? It's still three?
Yeah, still three. You excited?
I'm excited because it's football to begin with. I'm excited about football. I'm excited about my Dolphins. I think we're going to be fine. Yeah, we're actually 3 point favorites.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it. I love baseball, but I also love watching football. So, and I was joined says you could watch from 12 to 12. From 12 noon to 12 midnight, you could watch football and then come right back on Sunday. Happy when they brought up Thursday Night Football. I just be in all heaven.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And at my age, I don't party like that no more. So, staying home to watch football is a joy to me.
I agree with you. Bills, Jets, man.
Ah, they playing each other? The Bills and Jets playing each other?
Yes, sir.
Bills can beat the Jets.
Are you talking about Aaron Rodgers' first game?
Yes, he can get his feeling. See, too much hype. They're bigging themselves up. I really don't think the Jets is all that hype. I could be wrong, and I'll stand correct. I'll be the first to say, because growing up and listening to a fellow on another radio station out of the States called Hank Goldberg, we used to say the stinking lousy Jets. So, I think the Bills beat them. I think the Bills take a step back as a team. They're not going to be as dominant. They're going to have the fight of their life. But I think at the end of the day, the Bills will beat them.
Well, for your previous caller, I think Kansas City is still a different team without Kelce.
They're not a stronger team without Kelce, but they got a lot of weapons. And as long as they got Patrick Mahomes on that field, and don't discount him. Because you watch Dan Marino draw back. You watch Joe Montana. You watch all these quarterbacks play football, Tom Brady, all them stuff. But I've never seen a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes who can do things to get the ball out of his hands and to receive his hands. I mean, he's throwing some awkward passes. He's throwing some crazy stuff. He's just athletic. He's good.
And he throws from several different angles.
Yes. So the bottom line is do not count Kansas City out. Anything possible. I wouldn't be counting them out.
But I'll call you back on Monday to congratulate you on your 0-1 season start, okay? Good show, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The brother said he can call me back on my 0-1 start. For the final 10 today, we have Rich Eisen. He's talking about his AFC preview the teams. So that'll be our final 10, Rich Eisen. Boy, so... Tomorrow we got picks. We can do our picks tomorrow. But tonight we just, I'm talking a little bit about baseball. Jazz, I pull for Jazz as the individual player because he's a homeboy from the Bahamas, but I am a Dodger. So I had mixed emotions. I wanted to see him do well when he was at bat,
But when I see a hit homer off of me, I was a little perturbed. But I'm happy that he did well. I'm happy that on the stage, particularly he's playing the first place Dodgers, the National League West first place Dodgers, and able to perform under big games like that. There's a lot of pressure on the Marlins right now trying to make the playoffs. They have the third and final spot at this point, the third and final spot for the wild card, which is fantastic for them. And I hope they make the playoffs. It'll be good. It'll help grow baseball in the Bahamas. It'll help people in the Bahamas have a more appreciation of baseball because you got one of your own there. You have one of your own playing. You have one of your own bat, and he's doing really, really well. He is the face of the Miami Marlins and fast becoming one of the faces of Major League Baseball. He has the personality. He has the work discipline. He has everything that you would want in a player, and he's representing the 242 in a big way and in a really positive way. He had a benefit the other day where they were auctioning off and raising funds for his foundation. Naughty went over to MCN, and they did well. They did extremely well. Sold a whole jersey from Jazz for $3,000. You notice they say a little Bahamian boy selling a jersey for $3,000? That's an accomplishment within itself that people recognize him as a successful ball player in Major League Baseball and see him as one of the futures of baseball. So I think that's a big plus for him, and that's a big plus for the 242 for the Bahamas. That's an excellent move for the Bahamas, and we should be happy that we can see things like that happening, you know. But we can take our first break, Mr. Producer. We can take our first break. I ain't going to be like Naughty if we get to take our break now. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty on Talking Heads of Guardian Radio. We'll be back in a few seconds. Hold on.
Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to Alpha at by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Play-Doh Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bow, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
For many people, a breast cancer diagnosis can feel like a battle they're facing alone. But we're all in this together, because breast cancer patients are our mothers, sisters, daughters, our friends. Women need to be assured that they have access to the screening they need and the support they deserve, because every woman matters. Every story is powerful. Every voice makes a difference. Join Guardian Media Group as we pink up the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Show your support. Place your ad. Give your story, your voice in the Nassau Guardian, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, or Hot 91. For more information, contact your account executive or call 302-2300. Join Guardian Media as we motivate our community by supporting a powerful cause and raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October.
Ready to experience Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back. It's Thursday, September 7th. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty and Talking Heads at Guardian Radio. Football, football, football starts today. Isn't that fun? On NBC, just in case you don't know what channel to watch it on. All right. This is the kickoff. Thursday night is on NBC. Sunday, you got, I think, Fox, between Fox and CBS. And Sunday night, I think, is ESPN or somebody. I don't know. Maybe. They, I don't know. They switch it up. You'll see how they do it this time. Monday night is ESPN. And I think Sunday is either NFL channel or might be one of the other channels. But football. You can watch football from 1 o'clock game, 4 o'clock game, 8 o'clock game on Sunday. And then 8 o'clock again. Or sometimes they put two games on Monday. And then Thursday is 8 o'clock as well. And then you got college football Friday and Saturday. So you really can watch football. You can watch football almost every day of the week starting now. Because you got Monday night football. And then there's some, once in a while, some Tuesday game. Then there's a Wednesday college football. Thursday NFL. Friday college football. Saturday college football. Sunday NFL. So if you really like football the way I like it, you can watch a lot of football. A lot of football. Almost every day you could watch a game. And then there's always NFL replay if you miss something. So this is like, you know, a football junkie's heaven right now. We got the Detroit Lions going into Arrowhead Stadium tonight to play the defending Super Bowl champions. Your Kansas City Chiefs. What will happen tonight? Chiefs a 5-point favorite. Their star, the Chiefs have a really good team, but they go as far as Patrick Mahomes carry them. And then Kelce has been like, it's like those two guys think alike. They're like one brain, sharing one brain. They're on the same page almost every game, almost every play. They understand each other. Plays break down. Kelce knows where to go. He knows Mahomes can find him there. So it's going to be interesting to see just how well Mahomes performs without Kelce. Now, he can find a way. He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way to do what he has to do. He's going to find a way to get the ball downfield, and he's going to find a way to score. I always wanted that. For my fantasy league, I was trying to get that kicker because I figured without Kelce, he can get plenty field goal attempts, and that's points. I think it's Butkus, their field goal kicker, if I remember correctly, but I couldn't get him. So I have to settle for what I get. Jason Sanders from the Dolphins, which is another good thing because if Tua moved the ball down and can't score, that's 3 points. So I don't worry about that too much. Baseball is really heating up. We can talk more football in a minute, but I wanted to touch on baseball, how it's heating up. I mean, let's look at the wild card standings. All right, so in the National League, you got Atlanta, the Dodgers, and the Brewers are all the first place teams. All right, and just to be clear, the Braves up by 13.5 games on Philadelphia. No catching them. Now, the Brewers in a little fight. They have up on the Cubs and 5.5 up on the Reds. So that's another little fight coming up. That can be fun to see. Then the Dodgers got a whole 13-game lead on the Diamondbacks and 15-game lead on them Giants. So I don't worry about them too much. Maybe look over in the American League. There's another interesting race here. But American League East. I really thought Tampa Bay was going to win that division the way they started out, the way they played ball. But the Orioles now have a 3.5-game lead on Tampa Bay, and I honestly believe that the Orioles can win this division. The Orioles got a really good team. They're a year ahead, a year or two ahead of schedule in terms of where I thought they would be. But I think the Orioles can win that division. And, of course, those Yankees in last place. Hold 18. Let me repeat that. 18 games that I know not. See, Naughty, the way Naughty was talking, oh, we're going to be here in Yankee Stadium watching the World Series, the Dodgers and the Yankees. In the AL Central, you got Minnesota starting to pull away from the Guardians. They got a 6-game lead on the Guardians. And then over there, now this is what I find intriguing. Houston playing some baseball. Altuve done had like five home runs over in the last two games or something like that. He's been hitting the cover on last three games. He's been hitting the cover off the ball. That's three home runs in one game, right before last. I think he had a grand slam last night. Cover off the ball. So the Astros and the Seattle Mariners are playing really good baseball. So the Astros got a game lead over them, 3-game lead on the Texans. And I think the Astros are going to start pulling away from them and pretty much win that division. So in the National League wildcard, Atlanta, the Dodgers, and the Brewers are the division winners. Now right now the wildcard is held by the Phillies, who's the first wildcard team. Then you've got the Chicago Cubs, and then for many of you, your Miami Marlins. You know, plenty of behemoths pulling for the Marlins. And that's good. I love that. I love that. So, but when you look at it, the Diamondbacks are half a game back. The Reds are half a game back, 2.5 back. And then the Padres are 7 back. I think the Padres and 7 back, and then the Pirates, the Mets, 7.5, 8 back, and the Washington 9 back. So, I think there's too many teams for the Padres to jump over to get there. But the National League wild card, I think, going to come down to the last few games, to the last weekend. Because when you look at what the Diamondbacks are doing, what the Reds are doing, and what the Giants are doing, they've been in 2.5 games. And so anything can happen. After tonight, you'll probably have another third-place team. You know, if the Dodgers beat the Marlins tonight and the Diamondbacks win, the Diamondbacks will go back if the Reds win. So it'll be interesting to see. Or the Marlins can pull a game and a half ahead of them. It'll be interesting to see. So let me look at the American League. I keep saying the National League. Why I keep doing that? I'm a National League fan. But when you look at the American League, we got Baltimore, the Astros, and the Twins. So then you look at who you got for wild card. Tampa Bay has a comfortable lead for the number one spot, 8+8. So they're a pretty comfortable game for the National League spot. The team I'm watching is the Seattle Mariners. They're playing some good ball. They're the second place team, and then Toronto Blue Jays. And then you look at the others who are coming up. You get the Rangers, who are half a game out, and then Boston 5 games out, and the Yankees 6.5. I think Boston and Yankee basically out of the race. But anything can happen because you got probably, how many more games we got left to play right now? I don't even know how many more games we got left to play. Let's look at it. You got less than 30 games to play, about 26, 28 games to play. So that's interesting. So if you got 25 games to play, 28 games to play, and you're looking at teams like who are 8.5, that's a hard to make 5 games. That's baseball, because you rely on all them teams to lose, and some of them playing each other. So somebody ain't gonna lose. So that's gonna be a challenge to watch, to see as baseball is getting ready to close down in the month of September. As the month goes along, only three to four more weeks left in the season. The Dodgers are playing the Marlins tonight. Seattle's, and this is a good matchup. Tampa Bay and Seattle, the two wildcard teams matching up tonight. I'd be love to watch that game. And then you got the Braves hosting the Cardinals. The Cubs, who are playing lights out baseball, are hosting the Diamondbacks. The Angels are hosting the Guardians. But the game of the day, we talk about, what's going to take taking all the talks in all the sports stations, ESPN, Yahoo Sports, NBC Sports, is football. And the fact that the Kansas City Chiefs will not have Kelce tonight, it's going to be a challenge for them. But I think they'll be fine. It's not going to, I would take Kansas City in the points. I think they'll beat them by a touchdown, maybe 10. But I wouldn't look for them to score 50-some points between the two of them. I wouldn't look at that today. I don't know. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening at all. But we could take a quick look at what's going to happen on Sunday. So, you know, the Dolphins are in L.A. playing the Chargers. That's a late game, a 4 o'clock game. And then we have other games. And we'll pick tomorrow. I'm not going to pick today. We're just going to talk a little bit about them. Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. People are saying Lamar Jackson is becoming more of a pocket passer, so it's going to be interesting to watch that. But whether he becomes more of a pocket passer, which he needs to do, he's always got those legs, and he always got a threat to break away and hurt you. The Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons as a team, a lot of people picked them to win that division. My son is a huge Falcon fan. We still ain't talk about that breakdown in the Super Bowl when they was leading by 28 and literally crushed themselves, literally just fell apart. I don't want to talk about it. He still today don't want to talk about it, but I try to throw it at him every so often. A lot of people, Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. Now, I got Joe Burrow as my fantasy team, and I got Trevor Lawrence as a backup. And I'm torn between where I should go with Burrow, because people are saying Burrow's going to be my primary QB1. But a lot of people are saying he's not 100%. You're not going to get out of him. go with Trevor Lawrence. So anybody got any suggestions, let me know, please, whether I should go with Lawrence or whether I should go with Burrow on the weekend. But some people are picking Cleveland to upset the Bengals because of Burrow not being 100%. He's going to play, but he's not 100%. So that's something to keep your eye out on. San Francisco 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. My good friend Obi Roberts, so they're a huge Steeler fan. And my sister, Siobhan Riley, who's another huge Steeler fan out there, really think that I can hurt your feelings. You ain't getting nowhere this year. You ain't getting a step. But some people pick them to beat the 49ers. I don't see them beating the 49ers, even though in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh will have a better team. They're probably one of the best coaches in football, if not the best. You can argue that point. So I would still pick the 49ers to win that game in Pittsburgh. Just the game, boy, I wouldn't really even watch this game. The Arizona Cardinals and the Washington Commanders. I like what the Commanders, I think his name is. Or whatever, I can't remember his name. The quarterback that they have. I picked the Commanders to win this game, and I picked them to win by a touchdown. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Minnesota Vikings. This is the new era of Tampa Bay, the Brady-less era. There's no Brady. Baker Mayfield is going to be the quarterback for Tampa Bay. So it's going to be interesting to watch the Vikings. The Vikings said they have an improved defense. A lot of people think that's hogwash. So that'll be an interesting game to watch to see where Tampa Bay goes now without Tom Brady anymore. Are they going to be the tank for the first pick this year or not? The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Indianapolis Colts. Then again, let me know where I should go with Trevor Lawrence or where I should go with Joe Burrow for my fantasy team. But Trevor Lawrence is as this year could be the year that Jacksonville really breaks out as a team. I expect big things from him. He is a great quarterback, tall, got a good arm. So it's going to be nice to watch what Jacksonville does this year and maybe make a trip up to Jacksonville for a game. The Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints. We can see right now why Ryan Tannehill is no longer a Dolphin. I know I can't start Kamara, Saints running back, because he's out hurt. So that ain't going to happen with that, right? This is going to be quite interesting because they got Hastings, the running back. Haskins, the running back, is out. And Avery is questionable with a hamstring problem for Tennessee. So I ain't putting too much hopes on Tennessee. Not at all. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Denver Broncos. Denver, I believe Russell Wilson is going to have a much better year than he had last year. I believe Russell Wilson is going to... A lot of people telling me I'm talking craziness because how bad he looked last year. And a lot of the sportscasters, particularly ESPN, are out there building up for his letdown, saying Sean has already done some things. He already put some things and said some things and put in place for you to know. If I dump him, you know why I'm dumping him. But I honestly believe, I don't know why, I can't say, I'm not giving any figures, any numbers. I just believe that Russell Wilson will bounce back this year and have a really good year, and Denver will challenge for that division. And be competitive. They'll be competitive. The Los Angeles Rams against the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, boy. I don't even know what to say about that team. I honestly don't know what to say. I can leave that one. We can talk about that a little bit tomorrow. The Philadelphia Eagles at the New England Patriots. Now, naughty hoping for an upset. It ain't gonna happen. Will not happen. People, we're going to see, was it really Belichick? Brooklyn team so great. And I'm honestly believing, and I'm sitting here thinking and believing and knowing that it was Tom Brady. Eagles are 4-point favorite. They can beat them by a touchdown. But we'll talk about that tomorrow. The Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. This is Justin Fields' time. This is his shot to take that step up. Third or fourth year in the league. Take a step up. Start to prove himself. You have a Green Bay team who also is not coming with a new quarterback. An old team, but a good defense, though. A pretty good defense. That's going to be a game. It'll be a very interesting game to watch. I have some friends who are big Bear fans. So And they're hoping that this is the year that they turn it around and probably hopefully make the playoffs or at least have a good showing this year. They can make the playoffs, but maybe they'll improve upon themselves. And the Sunday night game, Naughty's Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Now this, I kind of talked about another quarterback who's becoming more of a pocket passer. I think Dak is now becoming more of a pocket passer too. Is he able to do that? Will he improve himself to the point of not throwing 15 interceptions in 12 games? Will he play more than 12 games is the question first. He missed 5 games last year and still threw 15 interceptions. That's a lot. Now, you know, if you talk to Naughty and some other Dallas Cowboys, Terrence and some other Dallas Cowboys are there, you're going to hear from them, oh, that wasn't his fault. They dropped the ball. They bounced off their shoulder pad to catch the ball. That's his. That didn't go, say, no asterisk, or you don't get an assist for an interception. That's his 12 interceptions, whether they caught the ball, whether they didn't catch the ball, whether they dropped the ball and somebody else picked it up. He put it where it should be caught. Now, I can understand if that was Dan Marino drinker. Dan Marino throws so hard, sometimes the ball bounces right off you if you don't catch it. And a lot of the Miami Dolphins players learn to be hand catchers. But that's going to be the game to watch. That's going to have a lot of people watching. And I think that game, the Dallas Cowboys-New York Giants game, is going to set the tune for the NFC East division for the rest of the year. And I think they can beat up on each other, you know. I think they can beat up on each other. I haven't decided who I feel to win this game yet. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we pick. And I'm just looking at some things and see what's going on with Dallas and with the Giants and see how Saquon Barkley is doing. But that's gonna be the trend. I don't want to say the trend setup, lack of a better word. That's gonna set the tune for the NFC East. We know Philadelphia gonna win the division. I ain't disputing that. I think Philadelphia is gonna hold on to win that division. But I think that the Dallas Giants are going to set the tune who's to come second and how the wild card's going to work out. Don't sleep on them New York Giants. Don't sleep on them New York Giants. I'm letting you know that now. Don't sleep on them. Now, the Monday night game is the game that this the game you want to watch. Because the world of the NFL, the world of New York, the Stephen A. Smiths and all these guys and Mike from First Take really believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to take the Jets to the promised land. He's going to be the new Joe Namath for the Jets. He's going to do what Joe Namath did. He's going to do what nobody other than Joe Namath could have done for the Jets. And what's going to happen? The New York fans can be disappointed again. The New York fans. So the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets is going to be an interesting Monday Night Football game to watch. Will Aaron Rodgers take the Jets to the promised land? Will Aaron Rodgers be the person to turn the Jets? There's so many intriguing stories coming out of the NFL this year. So many intriguing stories coming out of the NFL this year. It's going to be great watching. I don't see any team, maybe other than a healthy Kansas City and a healthy Philadelphia, who would outright show you where they stand in terms of winning their division. But outside of that, AFC East, I think that up for grabs. I really think that up for grabs. I think Kansas City will win their division. I think the Chargers, a lot of people picking them to win that division. I don't know if that can happen. I honestly don't know if that can happen. I would like to see that. I can hold thought on that. Minnesota has a good offensive team, but a lot of people think they don't have great defense. Carolina. Tennessee, I jury out on them. But there's a lot, what I'm trying to say, there's a lot of parity when you take Philadelphia and Kansas City out of the equation, and that's about every division. You're going to see an improved Pittsburgh City. Don't sleep on Pittsburgh. I don't pick them to go anywhere. I don't pick them to win anything.
But you don't sleep on them like that. You don't sleep on Pittsburgh like that. Because anything could possibly happen. Anything could happen. And I believe one of my most favorite sportscasters is a man by the name of Chris Berman. And he always said, that is why you play the game. You could talk this all, we could sit here and talk sports all day. But them fellas play the game, and that's why they play the game, so you know who the better team is. Rich Eisen is going to come on, giving his breakdown on the AFC and preview of the teams in the AFC. We're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, Rich Eisen will be there, but I'll do my picks now before I go for tonight's games. Let's see what's happening now. Let's see what's going on tonight. Oh, Lord, I'm looking all the way at September 11th. That's my sister's birthday. Happy pre-birthday, CeCe. The Dodgers at the Marlins tonight. We ain't getting sweet, so the Dodgers will take that game tonight. Toronto at Tampa, Seattle at Tampa Bay, and these picks are brought to you by Island Games. And they'd have a great parlay coming up on them after this football season. Seattle Marlins at Tampa Bay. I like the Mariners tonight. There is Castillo is going tonight. I like them tonight. The Braves at the Cardinals. I like the Braves tonight. And Arizona at Chicago Cubs. I like the Cubs tonight. And then the final one, in your pick with the NFL, Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. I like the Chiefs tonight. And I'll take the Chiefs. They already dropped the four. I take the Chiefs and the points. I take the Chiefs and the points. It's been a great day. Last minute call in to fill in for the sick man. But it's been a great day, a great show. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to people who chimed in, particularly in the first hour. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty on Talking Heads. We're going to go to the break, and when we come back, Rich Eisen will be giving us his preview of the AFC divisions, of the AFC teams, and letting us know who is who, what is what, and where they're going. Have a great day. Have a good afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow, coming live from Dunkin' Donuts. This has been Pearly with Talking Heads. See ya.
Fine style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. Is your place? Is your place?
Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The AFC, let's move on to the Kansas City Chiefs. Your defending champs, year 11 for Andy Reid in Kansas City, year 6 for Mahomes. All he's done is go to the Super Bowl 3 times, win 2 of them, and then lose 2 AFC championship games. So he's almost made, yes, 5 Super Bowls in his first, yes, 5 years. We are all living in his world, paying rent. We'll see if Chris Jones is going to hold out into the season, deep into the season. We're all worried about Travis Kelce's knee right now. Bottom line, though, the Chiefs may just still be the best team in the National Football League by the end of the year, and it's because they've got Mahomes. And good luck to you. You want to bet against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Los Angeles Chargers have pizzayed their quarterback. Is it Justin Herbert with now Kellen Moore coordinating the offense going to unlock a kid who's been unlocking defenses left, right, up and down, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, can he stay healthy? Johnston from TCU, they got a bunch of TCU kids to catch passes. Can they stay healthy and not Charger? Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, Derwin James, they're full of stars. They can win this division. They can win this conference. Let's see. Next up, the Raiders. All right, Jimmy G's there, huh?
Yeah, wow.
All right, no.
I mean, lackluster.
Jimmy G's there. Josh McDaniels and Jimmy G back together again, right? Josh Jacobs, they just signed him. Devontae Adams is probably looking at New York City saying, maybe I would like to be there or not. They got the Condor. They've got a lot going for them. If they could just put it together and hold a lead. The autumn wind could be a pirate. The Las Vegas Raiders would love to show their new owner or co-part owner, Tom Brady, we know what it's like to host a Super Bowl and play in it too and win it. Let's see. Tom Brady's in ownership. John Gruden's lurking with a lawsuit. What the hell's going on in Vegas? And then you've got the Denver Broncos. Russell Wilson, can he be reclaimed by Sean Payton? Sean Payton coming back from retirement, out of retirement, back to the sidelines, the longtime Super Bowl champion coach of the Saints, is now taking on the role in Denver. And the whole conversation, is his legacy tied to Russell Wilson? I don't think so. We will see what this team looks like. I have no earthly idea how good the Denver Broncos can be. And it's all about getting Russ cooking again. Let's see if Sean Payton can do that. That is the Denver Broncos storyline. The Jacksonville Jaguars are coming off a division title season, and it is Trevor Lawrence year two with Doug Peterson. Year three. We're just throwing out year one. The urban year will just be always known as the urban year.
It's a red shirt year.
It's a red shirt year. Calvin Ridley coming out of his sabbatical. Parlayed the wrong parlay.
Hanging out with Brockman too.
And so Travis Etienne and that defense and the Jaguars going to London in back-to-back games. And can the Jaguars not only win this division again, but take it even further than they did last year, get to the AFC Championship game? A lot of folks think that is possible. The Tennessee Titans, year five for Tannehill, year eight for Derrick Henry. DeAndre Hopkins is in the house. That's the troika that the Titans hope with their always, always take your heart pills and buckle up mentality. But thanks to Mike Vrabel, that's who the triplets they're putting on the field to try and reclaim the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts and the Texans both have rookie quarterbacks. The Texans have C.J. Stroud with a first-year head coach in D'Amico Ryans. The Colts have a rookie quarterback in Anthony Richardson with first-year coach Shane Steichen. But what the Texans don't have and what the Colts do have is this weird, odd hold-in, hold-out of one of the best young running backs in the game, Jonathan Taylor. Is he going to play for the Colts this year? Is he going to come off the PUP list just 5 weeks in and get something done? What's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor and the running back market writ large is a huge storyline out of the AFC South. The AFC North, Joe Burrow, is his calf muscle ready? Will it hold up? Because if it does, they can win the Super Bowl. If it doesn't, they won't. It is just that simple. And with Joe Burrow going to get paid, this contract is going to happen. You look around that locker room, he must look around that locker room and know the salary cap will definitely not be bendable to keep everyone together. It is now or never with this group for Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens paid Lamar Jackson, the guy who said he would never play another game for year 16 for John Harbaugh in Baltimore, and they've got Odell Beckham Jr. to throw to. Zay Flowers, a new offensive coordinator from the University of Georgia, Todd Monken. What will that look like? Roquan Smith patrolling the defense for a full season in Baltimore. This team can win the division and go deep. A lot of hopes for them as well. The Cleveland Browns have Deshaun Watson for a full year right now. It is time for the Browns to win this division with Deshaun Watson and Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper. They've got a new defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz. You won't hear Browns fans complaining about their defensive coordinator anymore, but they always find something to complain about. What about the Browns' hopes to get out of the cellar and get back out of the doghouse and with the dog pound into first place with their new quarterback? And then the Pittsburgh Steelers, year 1 billion for Mike Tomlin. And it is a year two for Kenny Pickett. First full year for Kenny Pickett and George Pickens. And what a talented group with T.J. Watt and Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, all over the lot. Cam Hayward. So many talent. Patrick Peterson's on this team with Micah Fitzpatrick in the back. Can the Steelers return to form? And then the AFC East. Maybe the deepest end of the pool. Bill Belichick, year 24, New England. Mac Jones, how's the quick game going to look? How's the quick game going to look?
It's going to look great.
He's not the only quarterback on the roster anymore. We got Matt Corral. We got a whole bunch of people out there in New England thinking Bill's on the hot seat. Get out of here with that noise. But the New England Patriots still have that defense. They still do their job. And how will Bill O'Brien coordinating this offense with Juju Smith-Schuster if he can stay healthy, Mike Gesicki from Miami, and all the kids that they've drafted? Is it time? In New England, the Miami Dolphins, Tua, can he stay healthy? If he can, he can be an MVP, and this offense can be all-time great. If not, they won't. It's that simple. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle is back. They did not get Dalvin Cook. But they have that offense, Mike McDaniel going on, and they got Vic Fangio out of retirement to coordinate a defense. Can the Miami Dolphins shock some people and win this division? Because the Buffalo Bills, it's their division to win. They have roosted themselves atop this division since Tom Brady left. It is Josh Allen once again with Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, and now they got himself a really talented rookie tight end in Dalton Kincaid. And they've got James Cook back there with Latavius Murray and Damian Harris to take the pressure off of the red zone offense that Josh Allen put on his shoulders and did the proverbial too much. The defense, how will they fare? When is Von Miller coming back? They are healthier otherwise. Damar Hamlin, knock on wood, made this team. All the crap that happened off the field invariably will not happen this year. Can this be the year the Buffalo Bills finally bring the Lombardi Trophy to Western New York? And then we finish up with the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 where Aaron Rodgers, after 54 years since their first Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers is the 40th different starting quarterback for the Jets since Joe Namath left. We are now on the big 4-0 of the search of the next Joe Namath. Is it Joe's future Canton roommate, Aaron Rodgers, with the rest of this young roster ready and primed to go to finally bring the Jets into the Canyon of Heroes?
I can feel it.
Can it happen? And that is your 2023 NFL season preview.
Let's go!
So what's that? Is that it?
That is it. Let's go! Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free. Every single kickoff Thursday.